Where are you?
I'm at home.
What's happened, Texas?
I don't know. I hear that John announced for governor.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Joe did or not.
No, Joe announced he wouldn't run.
Would not run for the Senate.
That's right.
Nobody running against Ralph.
Well, not yet. Allen hadn't announced, but we told him we thought it'd be a terrible mistake to have somebody run against that wouldn't vote with us.
Yeah.
And they're mad about it, John and Joe and all of them. And Don Yarber did announce against John.
Yeah, and did fine.
Yeah. And did it in the AFL-CIO headquarters.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, do you think the AFL-CIO people encouraged him to do that?
John thinks so. He's so mad he's just trembling when he called a while ago. Just trembling.
Well, be darned. There was talk down there, of course, yesterday and today that John might not run, but I didn't believe that at all. Do you suppose he was serious in this?
Yeah, he's very serious. He didn't. He hates Yarber, and he doesn't think Yarber ought to be here. And I think he was wrong. I think if all of you had run 3 months ago, it'd been all right. But I don't think he can do it this time of the year under these circumstances. And I just thought it's bad. Nobody would buy it when I was trying to sell it. But he thinks differently.
Lemon, I don't know what's going to happen. I just can't believe that Don Yarber is going to give John any serious trouble at all. It just doesn't stack up to me. Now, is John anxious? They're trying to get somebody to run against Ralph now?
No, no. No, he just said, I want the president to know that Dr. Jack Lenny and all of his labor friends and all of his liberal friends are no good sons of bitches, and I want him to know he's been sucked in and got nobody to give Ralph a free ride, and he's got me opposition.
Yeah.
That's about his attitude.
Now, Bob Oliver believes, and I don't know what he bases it on, that the people who encouraged Don Yarber financially were not labor people but Republicans.
That's what I think. That's exactly what I think.
A deliberate attempt to split up the Democratic Party and keep us in turmoil so that we'd be all spent out and worked out, tired out.
I think that's right.
Now, I talked with Joe yesterday, and he didn't know then, and then I tried to talk to him today and couldn't get him, and somebody in his room said he was still up in the air, but I didn't know what he was going to do. I think we can carry the state for John without serious trouble. But John apparently feels that Ralph's not having an opponent will cause a lot of the labor people to put their time and effort into Don's race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, I've talked with some of the labor people in the last 2 days up in North Texas, Fort Worth and Dallas both, and they tell me that there just hadn't been any encouragement from their sources at all for Don, and that they don't tend to help him any. Now, unless, of course, if John made a lot of strong statements condemning the labor movement or the labor leadership or something like that for Don being in the race, that could tip the scales and make them do some work for Don.
Are you got an opponent for it?
Yes, sir, I do.
Who?
I've got a fellow there. I don't know how serious it's going to be. But a fellow named Tommy Thompson. First time I've ever had one in the primary. Announced today. Waited till this morning.
What does he do?
He's in the real estate business, I think. Lemon, he has been on the city council, served a couple of terms on the city council, is running as a strong conservative. I can't believe that it's going to be extremely serious, but anytime you've got anybody with a name on that ballot, that's a situation that you don't want to take too much of.
Why didn't you announce and couldn't get the money?
I sure couldn't, Landon. I talked with Walter Saturday, and he told me that he felt the situation had changed, and that it might be all right for Connor to do it. So I started making runs at the Monte Carlo down in Houston. My people in Fort Worth, and some of them in Dallas, who had financed my last campaign, had told me they'd be with me, but they had indicated pretty strongly that they felt we ought to tap that Houston money. Last time, Fort Worth paid for more than half to hold our campaign. And so I started making other runs to those Houston people whom I'd run at before. I sent Connor McClain at them, Gus Worth, and I did around on them, Bob Winfor. I called a bunch of them. And I just couldn't get a bit of encouragement. I tried to get fellows like Ralph McCulloch to return my calls, and they wouldn't do it. And every report I got was negative. Talked to Johnny Crooker and people like that down there. And the reports were that I just couldn't count on anything but token money out of Houston. At that time, of course, they were holding for Joe. They were committed, a lot of the people of the type of Abercrombie and McCulloch, people of that type, had been down there with Joe and John Saturday, a week ago, when Don Yarby's announcement became known. And they had committed themselves to him. Or I understood pretty substantial financial support, and I just couldn't bust into it at all. Bob Winfor called and told them that if they wanted to win, they better get with me and give me some encouragement. He thought I was the only one who could win. Gus Wortham bought this, but he was the only one of that Houston money to buy it. And he tried to sell it to some of the others, but didn't get anywhere. I finally had to kind of give him a. I was starting to make a deadline on the thing. I said, if you fellows want to win this thing, if you just make a little race, all right. If you put up a phone, spend a lot of money and lose, well, that's your business. But if you are serious about it, want to win the thing, why, let me see some evidence of interest and some indication of financial support. And I had told them that I wanted to hear something by Wednesday. Well, Wednesday came to Wednesday, I didn't hear a word. And you get yourself out on a limb to that extent, it's kind of hard to pull any horns and say, well, I'll run without the money. And so Saturday, I announced for re-election, thinking at the time that Joe was running for the Senate. And then I talked with Joe later, and he was too certain. Tell me now, he's not going to run to home.
No, he announced today, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Lennon? Do you think there's a need for John's sake to have an opponent for him? Do you think it'd be better an opponent or no opponent? Or?
I don't know. I haven't talked to John. I'm getting ready to in the next hour.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take your temperature. Get your blood pressure. If you burnt your bridges and you're through, you know, I've tried to get you for 3 months to go along, and I've got some little something that I'd go with you with. I don't know how much, but it'd be a pretty good deal. And I just thought I'd call him in a few minutes. I'm still at the office. I haven't even gone home to have dinner. I'm going to have a swim, and I'm going home to have dinner, and I'm going to call him a little before 12 o'clock, and see, and if he's ready to go, and if he'll bring his people in with somebody, make a ticket, why, if these other people don't get their men out, why, we could make a ticket. But I don't know how.
Do you think there's any way that these people can get their men out again?
Well, how about it?
I wouldn't think they could, because they couldn't keep him out.
But I wouldn't be against a Connally Wright ticket. I think that ticket could win if they were bred together. But I've never been able to breed you. I never have been able to get John to say he'd raise your money, and I've never been able to get you to say it. You ready to just break a hamstring and forget it. A lot of things I can do for you. I can take care of you here if you lost, and you wouldn't be gambling anything. But I don't think Joe can beat or Shivers or any of those folks could beat you, Arbor.
I don't believe so either, Landon.
I think you got to go after a good many of the other people that the people that he has, and then you got to get the start with all the people that hate him.
Yeah.
That's my judgment.
Landon, I swear I don't know how I haven't got any finances just mechanically, but from a practical standpoint, I made a statement and it was carried out over the state pretty wide, given my reasons for staying and trying to contribute to the harmony of the party, and that I would be somewhat out of character, become a principal agent of disharmony. I don't see how at this time I could.
I sure don't want to persuade you to or even suggest to you to do it. I'm just telling you the thing as it exists now. And if Don Yarber is going to run against John, and they're going to have a bloodletting anyway, John's running 92% now. That's his poll, as you saw.
He looks awful strong. John, I guess, really only has a problem of his physical strength and so forth. He probably feels that he can't wage a really vigorous personal campaign this time. Personally, I don't think he has to.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I don't think with the forces here and the forces there at work, I don't think he has to. Who could run for your seat if you ran the Senate?
Don Kinnear.
Well,
he would have been my pick.
That'd be fine with me.
He'd be a good one, Landon.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Don't know. Here we are about, 4 hours before the...
Well, moment. Less than that, 2 or 3.
Yeah. That's right, 2 or 3. Anything that has to be postmarked from here. Midnight this time, wasn't it?
I'm going to talk to John in a few minutes. I'm going to call him. And I guess that I can tell him that you, under no circumstances, would run. See, you and Joe, now he'd rather Joe run because Joe's got some money.
Sure, yeah.
And I'd rather you run because you got some votes. That's the way I feel about it. I'd rather nobody run if Don Yarber wouldn't run. From the national picture, I think it's bad to get all the labor split up and fighting and so forth. But I think you got a chance to beat Yarber. I don't think Joe has. That's my judgment. I may be wrong. But I think that you get on a ticket with John and let him keep his arm in a sling and you keep your tongue in your mouth, and I think you could go places. And I always have thought so. I just think you just quit shaking hands and dodging and darting around every place in the country, staring at television every time somebody give you a dollar.
That would be the way it'd have to be.
That's the only way to do
it. It's such a short campaign, not but 3 months, back in 2 days before the primary. You just can't get much exposure any other way.
Well, now, how much are you willing to gamble at all? You want to come back to the house? Or you want to shoot the works if you can with John? And if you lose, get something else?
Lemon, week ago.
Don't go talk about a week ago. Talk about now. Now, come on, yeah. Eliminate all that superfluous stuff.
All right. Okay.
Get out. I got that knife right in your belly now.
Yeah, I can feel it.
if it looked like that this is the best thing to do, what would you want to do? Run for Congress?
Darn it, Lyndon, I don't see how I can really very well do anything else right now after the press conference I had. The statement I've made publicly.
Well, you can say you changed your mind.
Yeah, I can say that.
Say you're going to have a fight down here. And I ought to have it. I'm not going to recommend it, and I'm not going to advocate it. I'm just trying to explore it because I like you.
Well, Sam, I appreciate that. You have given me every encouragement this time. And, of course, the people I've heard.
I think you're the only man in Texas who can beat Yarbrough. I think you could beat him, and I think you'd vote right if you got elected. I don't think Joe can beat him, and I don't think Shivers can beat him, and I don't think any of the rest of them beat him. I think you could. And I think if the only thing that keeps you from doing it is if John didn't embrace you and put his arm around you and help you get some of this rich fat cat money. If he did that and it was a Conley Yarbrough ticket, I think it a Conley Wright ticket, I think it things would really go to town. And I'd be happy about it. But I'm not going to be happy at anything less than that, and I need to know before I talk to John. And I don't want you to make any commitments to me, and I don't want to encourage you. But if I tell him that if Don Yarbrough's going to run against him, they won't pull him out, and they're going to have a fight anyway, well, there's no reason why you shouldn't go and run. And if he'll buy you, take you, then I'd suggest you do it.
Lennon, I don't see how to get Don Yarbrough out.
Well, I doubt they can, but I'll tell you this, that if they don't, I'd rather have Connolly and Wright than Yarbrough and Yarbrough.
Well, I buy
that. Well, if you buy it, you got a seat in the Senate. What the hell are you waiting on?
I don't know.
If you'd buy it, if you agree on the premise, then you gotta follow it one step further. Now, I don't know. I may be wrong, my premise. Maybe you and Connolly are not as good campaigners as I think you are. Maybe Yarbrough's stronger than I think he is. But if you buy it, why, you got it, man. I'd rather have a 6-year term in the Senate than where you are. If you lost, I'd take care of you and something else, whatever you wanted.
That is definitely let me do some checking down home. I want to find out, among other things, what this guy said he was running against me. Aren't you don't want to look like I'm running away from that?
No, well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be bothered. Nobody's going to pay attention to that. If you run the Senate, you shouldn't work. You just think about it cooler, and don't you tell anybody you talk to me at all, but I'm going to take a swim for about 20 minutes, and then I'm going over to the house, but they'll be deciding in the next hour. And I've got to talk to John. I don't know whether John may have Joe Kilgore there wanting to run right this minute, for all I know. But Joe Kilgore announced this afternoon he would not run. And my judgment is that we get John to get in touch with Joe Kilgore, and both of them agree to support you. And then we just say, now this goddamn Don Yarbrough comes out of there, or we go in, period. And if we go in, well, we go in money, marbles, and chalk.
Who can get Don Yarbrough?
Nobody. That means we go in.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it was.
Then it's a question of Conley and Wright. Yarbrough.
That is tempting as hell, but I...
Of course it's tempting. I'd do it in 2 minutes. I wouldn't hesitate 1 second. I'd say, goddamn right, if that governor will take me and help me with the money, I'll help him with the speeches, period. And if you'll help us both, why, that's it. I will. But I ain't gonna help Kilgore because he's going to vote against me. I told him that day, he said, I want to run unless you say it'll ruin you. I said, well, it'll ruin me. Ralph Yarbrough will be better, so I've got to get his consent.
All right.
You think about it, I'll talk to you in 20, 30 minutes. Now, don't quote me to anybody.